Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin week 7 of the legislative session, the tension is beginning to increase as legislators nervously look ahead to the transmittal deadline, now just 2.5 weeks away. Transmittal, for those who may not know, is that point in the session when all general bills introduced in one house must have been heard and passed to the other house or they die. For us, the workload just got a lot bigger. Today, we'll testify in support of 4 bills. The first, at 8 o'clock this morning in House Judiciary, is House Bill 337, the Personhood Amendment. This bill seeks to amend the Montana Constitution to declare that life begins at conception. It's one of those perennial bills that's been around for over a decade, and this year, it stands its best chance of passing. With the large Republican majorities in the House and Senate, the bill's sponsor only needs one Democrat to cross the aisle and vote yes. That's if all Republicans vote yes, which has never happened before. If the bill gets 100 total votes between the House and Senate, it will be placed on the ballot for the people to vote on. Another bill, also in the House Judiciary Committee, is House Bill 349, the right of students on Montana's college campuses to assemble without government interference. One example of the need for this bill stems from the 2007 case where the University of Montana de-recognized the local chapter of the Christian Legal Society because the society required its members to sign a statement of faith. Imagine that, a campus society requiring its members to share a common goal and a common set of beliefs. The case wound its way through the courts, eventually winding up before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. On August 3, 2011, the parties agreed to settle, and the Christian Legal Society had its standing on campus fully restored. House Bill 349 will ensure that groups never again face derecognition for forming a club around their deeply held beliefs. Once House Judiciary adjourns, we'll break for lunch and the floor sessions, and then it's time for 2 more bills. At 3 p.m., House Education will take up House Bill 329 that creates education savings accounts for children with disabilities. It's being sponsored by House Majority Leader Sue Vinton at the request of Governor Greg Gianforte. This bill will help parents of students with disabilities find the help they need if they're not able to get that help in a traditional public school. In short, it would allow parents to take some of the money that would have been spent to educate that child in a public school and use it to fund an education in an alternative setting that better fits their child. This bill passed in 2015 and was vetoed by Governor Bullock. The final bill of the day is Senate Bill 162, which will be heard in the Senate State Administration Committee. This bill would exempt religious organizations from certain campaign finance laws and grew out of the 2009 decision in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the case of Canyon Ferry Road Baptist Church v. Unsworth. In that case, the church was penalized for not registering as an incidental ballot committee for hosting a simulcast in support of the Montana Marriage Amendment. The church won a resounding victory, costing the state of Montana hundreds of thousands of dollars. Attempts to pass this bill were vetoed in 2013 and again in 2015. We're hoping that the third time's a charm. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.